We need to nominate the acting chairperson for this meeting in Honorable School 130 of the National Assembly. I will now call for nomination. Honorable Kesana?
Thank you, acting chair. I nominate we to be a chair of the meeting.
Thank you, Makigana. May I have a second of this? Makini? Thank you. Are there any objections to the nomination of the superintendent? Any further nominations? Thank you. Mr. McKenna, the acting chair for the meeting.
Thank you.
thanks, colleagues. Firstly, even before the welcoming remarks, may we look at the program and make amendments if we do the agenda. We have got one set of minutes that is going to serve, but I want to remind colleagues that we were supposed to deal with the program of the committee last week. We did not do so, probably because by the end of that meeting, most members had to leave for other commitments. Now, we postponed that again last week. And it's time we adopt the program so that we can know what is guiding us in this second term of our year. Now, I wanted to suggest that under item 2, we have one bullet point for sub-item 2, 1, 2, 3, would be the fourth one, so that we entertain the program in there. May I check if members agree with that? Honorable members. All right. I think it was all in agreement. Do we have other amendments to the agenda? So we shall focus on the agenda as amended now. Now we are in item 1.1, and once again, let me not take this nomination for one to act as chairperson in today's meeting for granted, and thank colleagues for having shown that confidence in what ability to can chair this meeting again. We all know that it is time that we're dealing with our budget votes, particularly between now and when Parliament rises in this particular quarter. It's about HECs and ours is going to be on the 3rd of May. It has been initiated already, so it's within the program. I think it's, I might have forgotten the time, but it's 16 hours. So we should be ready. Hence, even on the program, we effected changes that we should not have a meeting in the morning hours, so that we allow members to be prepared for that particular budget vote. Now, before then, the particular issue should unfold leading to that particular budget vote date. Like when the head meetings have been with the Department of Environmental Affairs as well. work as the entity presenting their strategic plans and their annual performance plans, after which we should be able to go through that budget as a whole, as a committee, and see whether we are in agreement or not. That document will serve in today's meeting, but not really for adoption. We'll have that for purposes of consideration. We'll see within the week. We're supposed to have our meeting again on Friday, the 22nd. But on that date, we also have got an EPC that will be sitting, meaning that we may not have to sit here for the entire day. We may need as well to participate in that EPC. So what we'll do, probably, we can still have a one-hour meeting early in the morning just to make sure that we adopt the report, the budget, so that we are done with it. Otherwise, we may not be able to go and debate about something that we have not adopted ourselves. I'm sure members know about that procedure. I need not go through all of that. So we need to do that. And the other is that, as members, we went to a strategic planning session. The report is ready, it's part of our agenda. We are going to adopt that report because it's the one that will be guiding us going forward as to what is it that we're supposed to do. If at the end of the year, anyone is to check how we performed, our performance will be checked against that particular program, particularly even by the end of even this fifth parliament, because we never had a threat plan since the beginning of the fifth parliament as environmental affairs. Now we have one. Just we need to adopt that. We can revise that with time. I don't think there's a problem in that regard, but at least we must be able to adopt it. Then we'll deal with the program, deal with the minutes, as we have done. For me, this meeting is not supposed necessarily to take so long because it's more to adopt and consider. That's some of the reports. So that we allow members to go through the reports themselves thoroughly, not just entering into adopting something that is not well thought out and so on, which may not be right. So with those remarks, you are all welcomed into this meeting. Of course, we look like we are so few today, because usually our meetings have got the departments and the other persons who develop interest in our meetings, and today it's mostly ourselves and PMG and so on, and the person who assisted Honorable Tekama. So we are so few. Coupled with the fact that as a committee, we still have got Honorable Bonhomme who cannot be with us. We have got the chairperson who has since left the committee after the deployment to being the chief whip of the majority party, and our number has sort of diminished. But that has nothing to do with us forming a quorum. We are able to form a quorum. I know Honorable Hadel is somewhat late, may not make it to this meeting, but is one person who is consistent in our meetings as well. So we're getting on as usual. You all are welcome. We are now on item 2. In that, we have got the strategic and budget group report. It is the report that is before all of us. It is a report that spells out everything that transpired in our interaction with the department and its entities. All the entities there, the issues raised, the budget that they presented to us and their programs, what they are going to achieve in this particular year, based on their strict plans. And so at the end, we have got a committee conclusions and recommendations, which is item 5 of the report. So that will be critical for us to understand what is it that we are recommending. Even though we may not be adopting it today, remember, I'm saying we are going to be adopting this report on Friday. We have an hour early in the morning, that's at 9. By 10 we shall be done probably, because we're supposed to go page by page in adopting this report and adopting almost every word and comma and a full stop of it. So that is a report of the committee. If we are in agreement with that, that's where we can leave it. But perhaps I may allow one member also please to go through the conclusions and recommendations based on the issues that we observed with the entities at the department. So that's what matters the most, but even the entire interaction doesn't. But those observations, if we left the other things, it will be key to include them. Let me find out first and foremost whether members want us to do that now, reading them. Or members would prefer that we will go read, and then when we come back, we'll be able to make additions to them. But we'll do prefer.
Okay, I prefer
your going through the report as a whole, or the observations and the conclusions. May I find a conclusion?
No, I mean, like, go through the report. Yeah. Otherwise, if we have anything up on the agenda, then we'll sort of get like that. The quote from the minutes and the strategic workshop thing. Otherwise, then we might as well finish it.
Yeah, but the understanding is that we may not necessarily adopt today. Even if we go through it as a whole, we'll still come back up to our flag. Honorable Sobongwa.
Essentially, I think we must take the report and come back on today so that we can adopt it. But not now. We can go through each. We have enough time, it's not enough time now to check.
But I thought that we may not arrive and say members yes, the report, let's adopt here and now. It may not be very bad. But what I was saying was, now, for instance, that we have some time, we could go through the observation to say this is what we observed, this is what are the recommendations, but still allow members to attend their good time, go through the report thoroughly, and be able to make their mind. When we come on Friday, we are sure everybody has gone through it, and we are able to have a page one, and even if there's written, okay, we try and move quickly because we shall have looked at it. Unlike now, to think as you read and all of that, the next thing we say is adopted. When there are mistakes, we'll be blamed for the entire which has misled Parliament. I'm not sure if members have gone on. So let's give it the seriousness that it is, that the attention that it needs, and we'll come to talk later. All I will say, do we want to go through the observations and recommendations here, or we'll still read the entire report, do all of that on Friday? That's all I'll check in with members.
South African weather as a resource. The committee were concerned about the implication of the implication of the budget cut for meeting the organization's new targets on air quality during the 2016-2017. The committee was concerned about soil footprint across the country. The committee was concerned about those role in preparing the government to deal decisively with the challenge of drought that befell the country. And the committee was of the view that soil employment equity target of employing 42% of women in managing positions was suboptimal. Ismangali is a wetland park authority. The committee commended the Ismangali Wetland Park Authority for their good work and their revenue sharing of 8% with the land savings. The committee was concerned about the small self-compliance and Ismangali will be carrying out such a huge mandate of managing the park according to the World Health Organization. The committee was concerned that only 30 environmental monitors were employed on a vast park like Ismangali. The committee was also uneasy that the NPA had employed only 1 in 10 to run the GED fund, as this might result in the withdrawing of the much needed donor support. And the committee was equally concerned about the implications of budget cuts, especially in terms of eradication of alien invasive plants. So the Botanical Institute, Zambi, the committee was concerned about Zambi's slow transformation in terms of employment, which does not reflect South Africa's demography. The committee was uneasy about Zambi's botanical garden footprint, which came experimentally similar to that of the apartheid era, and then once the main gardens were established post the apartheid era, and the committee congratulated Zambi for its involvement in Operation Pakita, and also for having been chosen as an implementing agent for the Global Adaptation Fund. The committee requested for detailed briefing on these two letters once the necessary process has been completed, in order to enhance the organization's accountability to Parliament. Committee conclusions and recommendations. Having considered the strategic plan, the annual performance plan, and budget allocations of the department and its entities, the committee was generally pleased that the nation's environmental assets are in good hands despite the mounting pressure on the environmental sector. The committee was particularly impressed with the manner in which the strategic goals of the department and its respective entities have been linked with the National Development and Vision Unit. The committee further appreciated the fact that the department did not downscale in its work and aim to operate with the current staff establishment to attain the set target despite cost-cutting measures introduced by the National Treasury under the auspices of Kaiser. Notwithstanding, the committee made the following recommendations. 1. In future, the department should try the mechanism for representing its strategic plans and annual performance plans, as well as its budget after reporting on its fourth quarter performance, in order to see which targets were carried over to the new engineer under consideration, even if this has to be done on the same day. The department and the entities need to pay a particular attention to the attainment of employment equity targets to ensure that all South Africans have the opportunity to participate in serving their country. It would even be better to overachieve on these targets, notably for a proportion of women and people living with disabilities across. There is a need to increase the number of staff under the climate change and air quality program in order to enforce the air quality management legislation and regulations. The department and SANPARK should brief the committee on the final policy strategy following its approval by government, and the department should brief the committee on the progress relating to the preparations for the CIT's conference that will be held in September 2016 in South Africa. SANPARK should expedite concluding contractual agreements with communities adjacent national parks to encourage their participation in maintaining the integrity of protected areas in their proximity. There is a need for the department to implement innovative ways that brings the concept of zero waste home closer to the people in order to encourage ordinary householders to recognize that needlessly wasteful waste are not getaways to prosperity and convenience, but rather barriers to a good quality life and healthy environment. There is a need to unlock the power of society to reduce waste by using innovative policy tools that seek to internalize the cost of waste generation, waste management, for example, paper bags, the kilo system will be as you throw. Lastly, the portfolio comment on environmental affairs recommends the House to adopt the Department of Environmental Affairs Article 27 or 16 and 17 financial year for the allocation of 6,450,101,000. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Marie. Of course, that was not for us to do paralleling, but we can then reflect like, as to what is it that we think. If there are things that quickly we can remember, can throw them in, but we're still going to allow members after they're gone to go through the report individually. We can then come back on Friday, the 9th of and the officers meet amendment. The one thing I wanted to just check is a quick thing. Are we talking EZ web or is it EEZ?
I think it's EEZ.
I thought it's EEZ.
Yes, yes, yes.
So my correction. Yes. But we can still see other things. We may not want to recognize our friends, otherwise we'll talk a language that we may not be understanding.
I recommend that it's an acronym. Let them just put it in full text so that those who are not living in environment must have understand. Because they don't think it's easy. That's what I...
Of course, a lot of them, my thinking was, because they also appear elsewhere in their own, as you proceed with that, as you may not be able to say, oh, but under the recommendation, it may be useful just to do that for them to see. But I know that you will have covered them elsewhere, in full, and then later you just say, Thanks a lot, my lord. And there's now a document.
on the draft strategic plan 2016-17 to 2019-20. You may not be
able
to. Oh. The old does not have the outer fix that I'm reading yet, the forward. Yes, oh, okay. So you is forward, you know, it can have the forward. Forward may mean a lot of things. But it's a very document that I'm referring to. You can write on top there that it's a strategic, draft strategic plan. 2016-17 to 2019-20. Let me verify whether members were able to get it. 2016-17 to 2019-20. Okay, yeah. May I just check whether members were spending enough time to go through the document? Because I had the document. May I check with other members if you were?
Yeah.
I have not gone through. Okay. I just didn't change the phrase. Okay. Okay. Perhaps let's go through it, but I thought this one will call you out. I thought we had gone through it. I have done so. We could just take it page by page where there are issues we want to amend. So, we are now on page 1. Do we have anything? Well, they changed, because I've got an old one. I downloaded my, no, it's not changed. Yes, I think so. Let me leave on. Okay. What was the second paragraph? 1, 2, 3, 4, line 4 and 5. 4 says environmental challenges such as climate change, exacerbates and so on, conditions that confront our people. I think I thought I would give this to the ones who drafted this so that they correct them there. And then 5 says deeply rooted. It says that excluded the majority of citizens from effectively participating in the economy of the country at the time. Instead of saying economy, I thought we should say mainstream economy. Because they would participate in the economy in this or the other way, some informal, some whatever, but the mainstream economy, I think that's what we're talking about. Line 7 under the first paragraph. Says the other sentence there says this situation was aggravated by the fact that certain polluting industries. Are we there? Third paragraph. Line 7. Did I hear 7? This situation was aggravated by the fact that there's not that.
Yes, I think what they want to say is the same page. Yes. I want to send her back to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which starts in communities in our country. Similarly, the legacy of the liberal system of living that is in this place, settlement, made their self a cheaper, cheap order. I don't think that they're all sitting there. The thing is wrong, but not sitting. It is similarly the legacy of the liberal establishment. So, what? But you can say
computer science, I attend ITE. Yeah, it's science and computer. But you are saying locating them. What you are trying to say, where are they? Similar to the negation of the local society.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah.
You can change it. Say locating or establish.
Yeah.
For me.
The same thing. Do we start with the table of contents or we start with the forward? That's it, fine. On page 2, are there any corrections?
The vision, vision, and views.
No. Page 2.
Forward.
Yes, of the forward.
So anything is font different.
You may as well use the mic if you want to try to change it and something. It's being recorded. You might not miss your
page. On page 2, the font is different and different sizes. So look more professional with everything.
Okay, that is it. And there's a portfolio there under the last paragraph. Portfolio committee, which, yeah. So we can make changes there. Page 4. Those three. Yes, that's what I was asking. Do we start with that forward?
Even the forward itself, the spelling is wrong. Forward.
Not forward.
No, it's heavy.
Oh, yes.
It's all wrong.
Yes.
Okay, the old art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page 9.
Well, it's still on page 8. Let me take honorable Mabilu first and then. Are you on page 8 or on 7?
Okay.
I mean honorable Mabilu before honorable Kenya.
No, that's 7.
Oh,
it's not on the right on the 7. to ensure compliance with international and regional legislation on the environment and digital digitization. The law puts a pressure on water integrity.
You mean that they've got a bearing on the environment?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's go back to page 7.
Page 7, yes.
Oversight bullet number 1. But under standards, they say in so far. Is it together or in so far? In so far. Is it correct or not?
In so far is one way.
It is one way.
In so far.
Is it correct or not?
It's correct.
Thank you, thank you.
It's correct. We're on page 8. And in fact, we're about to move from page 8. We're on page 9.
Page 9 says,
yes.
On bullet number 7, deepen engagement in international fora and help parliamentary diplomats.
Yes, that's great. Any other on page 9? On the third sentence under sector situational stand, as the global economy grew moderately,
yeah.
But also just above that sector situational scan, the sentence that says reads, it is noteworthy that overseeing the implementation of the National Development Plan is the central theme of this parliament, which is correct, but it's not just a central theme. I think it's also a program to be implemented or goal. So other than just saying it's a central thing, yeah, we must be able to indicate that it's something that needs to be achieved. It's not just guiding us to do work, but it's also a program that we are pursuing. So the drafters must see how we can take that into consideration. May we pass, go to page 10? Page 10.
No, this one out here on the same sector institutional scale. The last one is which we should need to do the sector price high. I think it is.
Can we have a better communication? Speak up. Price high. This speakers may agree with what is very like that without a difficulty. But with us, it may give us slight problems. You know, but it is almost the same thing.
Are we looking for a synonym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. May we pass?
Yeah.
You are on page 10. Any change back? On second paragraph.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, Honorable Nya.
And to do what?
certain.
Yeah.
Certain must be changed. And the second paragraph, the last sentence, South Africa 2018 indicates the overall condition of South Africa's environment to be the last bullet there, the slowdown in growth following the global economic crisis exacerbated the spending. Perhaps I'll be like Honorable Mabilu, the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth bullet. So poor environmental quality and access to environmental services, such as administration waste collection and healthy housing. Just somewhat, it sounds a bit, yeah, I need something healthy housing, I think it's just somewhat problematic. Yeah, we may affect it.
Even housing would
Yeah, okay. And out of that page, we can go to page 11. On page 11, the last paragraph, the first sentence there. The department's other priorities over the medium term are wildlife conservation, recycling waste, climate change and air quality and all of that. We know that the department as well presented to us about the wildlife economy. Now, I don't know how we can raise that so that we are not just dealing with conservation, but broadly with the wildlife economy, just like we also deal with the green or blue economy, that kind of thing. So I'm just saying, if we agree, we could make that being clear there, that, so that when it's implemented, it's not like something that we did not know that is going to be done. Because already they've got that strategy and they're going to deal with it. Okay.
Adapting the impact of climate change. The impact. Impact of climate change. Impact. Impact. And that's what is it? Impact. Not that it doesn't have the food.
Impact.
Okay.
Are we there? Yes. Are we on page 12? On line 4, the first paragraph. The sentence there says the proposal aims to reduce rhino poaching as it promotes the legal selling of rhino horn. And the proposal is the one on rhino on trade proposal. But to me, reducing the rhino portion is a big nar. But I thought it's about the management of that chain. So I thought we could broaden it a little bit. That will include whether you reduce the poaching, whether you ensure the legal selling, you know, all those kind of things. So that I'm not just saying specifically it's about reducing the poaching. But yes, poaching will be part of it. If you want to manage that whole situation. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Should I step off page 12 to page 13? There's not much in page 18, so if you have got something, we can come back to that. But otherwise, we're on page 14. We're now on page 16.
Let's go back to page 18, that the people representation and participation in international forums. Can we use another word, the state of people, strengthen representation and participation, and deepen participation, to deepen representation, to go in the recovery to strengthen representation. Page 18, I'm just trying to, I'm there, page 18 on top of the chart. That deepened representation and participation in international forums. I'm suggesting that we use sensors.
That's the one, can you check it? Page 18, deepened representation
and participation in. I'm saying, instead of using the same system, we can say strengthen.
Okay.
Strengthen representation and participation at international level.
Okay. great that for me or some page 19. So yours is 18, you miss our documents.
Mine is 18, sir. You read one also 18. You are 3 for me.
Okay, now it's fine.
Okay.
So I'll send you away. Now we're on page 19. Let's follow yours. I think I've seen what Honorable Mabile has just said. Appears in on 2, 3 other pages. So it means we must effect changes on all where it is like that. It's not just one page.
Yeah.
There's another page that I can see the time that's what in everywhere where we have mentioned that we should effect changes. Page 8 as
well.
So all the let's effect changes. 9, yeah, page 9, page everywhere where it is would have. Oh, sorry, yes.
Actually, this is not our wording. This is our wording contained in our structure.
Okay, for me it doesn't count proper, but if there is a normal length record, let's leave for it.
Okay.
I thought it was emanating from up here.
Okay. For now on page 20.
Page 20, page 1, outline of strategic objectives, start goal, half need launch. You see, Miami, you always agree with me. I don't know now this time, don't you? Because you are eating half late law. So let's get a fresh combination for the chat.
I think it's past pro make laws.
Then make good like the actual scheme. But if you did now, say that, let me say. Half late laws. Maybe you said you must look at the board, the eye, the inflammation, arms, everything.
Yes.
The context, the syntax, all those. And what made you really bring up?
I remember that all that we're doing is being recorded. It's parliamentary. So we must not lose the on the strategic goals. the first one, the second one. So that one mine is on this 22, so forth. It says then scrutinize and oversee executive action, in bracket, keep oversight of the executive and organs of state. I thought instead of saying organs of state, we should say and relevant organs of state.
It's not all the state.
Yes, organs of state. It should be relevant.
Yes, you're correct.
Organs of state that we want to take. We are on page 22. Like I said earlier, we may not try to put much emphasis on whether we shall do two meetings, reports, you know, that kind of thing. But if we, in the process, see we may need to amend, all that we must remember that this will be guiding us. We may not need to do less than what we are projecting, if at all possible. So we must be conscious of our progress or proceed. But otherwise, the projected number of committee meetings, agreements with communities or whatever, at times it's often difficult to have particular targets that will be achievable in that. Often we are called to parliament even away from oversight meetings. I'm just giving an example. We may plan that we are going for an oversight meeting, but all of a sudden parliament says, come back, there's this kind of thing. So it's not entirely in our own making. And the money may run out and the next thing, our coffers are dry, we may not engage on certain things. I'm just saying, to me, it's not more to look at the numbers that we must achieve. Some of them, of course, you may look at that and say, really, true, what? But that's the nature of our work. If we put so much high numbers, we'll just say, because we rather add into this, and then instead of one, have two or three. That would be achievable. But the nature of our work is quite problematic. So I'm just saying, let's not worry much about whether it will be two, three, four, that we can then live with that. Honorable Keda.
Okay, I want to read this on page 21.
Yes.
I'm just asking 1.2, no of conceptual papers that I'm underpinning.
Press it below, Mike.
Okay. No of conceptual papers that underpin, and is it refused or is refused? This one, refused. The last
one, number of conceptual papers that underpin and or refute and proposed policy directions.
Is correct?
Yes. Honorable Marvin?
No, I said you were that I wanted to raise something.
Yeah, Honorable Marvin.
Question, page 23. 3.2.
Page 23.
Yes, on my domain. 3.2. Increase citizens' access to allow them to participate in formative program at 2019. I think we must even if access to allow. So you can't say access to allow. I'm saying it must read this. Look at how it reads here, 3.2. Increase citizens' access to allow them to participate in formative program at 2019. Access is allowed. So I'm saying it must read, increase citizens' access to participate in community program by 2019. To allow them, we must be, because they have got access. To give them the ability to participate. So it's a tautology. Yeah. If you give them access, you allow them. So you can't give access and you give them access and then you allow them to. So I think I'm proposing here from you, we must move to allow them, and then move. And it just increase access to participate in comedy programs. The same outcome.
You follow? Yes, I do. Increase
citizens participation in committee program by 2019 for access. Yeah, I think we can reformulate that also.
Oh, one of the physical
participation. What do you think, Reverend? Yes, that's what I was saying. To me, it can be, yeah, even issue of access to allow, can do away with, can increase citizens' participation in committee programs.
Yeah, because users access.
Yeah.
So that can be, yeah.
But Honorable Edwards, you wanted to raise something earlier.
No, it's not a big issue. Just actually now that you're back, I want to ask you on what you said on page 22, Chair, on the oversight and accountability. There's nothing specific. I just want to ask you, so, for example, if it says that number of oversight visits, then say the first one says two. So you say that we put two, but we'll aim for, let's say, three, to exceed expectations kind of thing. So I would just like to put it on record so that we would understand the budget constraints, but then maybe try and do cheaper visits instead of too reducing.
Yes, overall what I was saying, at times we may want to sit here and worry ourselves about the numbers, only to find that because we've got challenges, whether I hear you, yes. Whether we say three to me, or we say two, we may aim to do more, like we said in the program earlier, to say we want to increase participation, we want to go out, all of us, and stay in parliament, we want to change the issues, what we want to do. But I can do with any number, but I'm just saying we must not try and put them high. Yes, or two. No, not work, but other factors that affect our working or operations than what the committee, it's not always what the committee wants to affect. Yeah, okay. All right. But I hear you. Do we take two or three? Like the outer years? Yeah, but this one, remember already we're in the second quarter. Yes. We say we are going to do three.
You've got to
put everybody on the phone. Yes. Let's not keep it at two. If we do three, as our wish could be, it's fine. We'll just continue to look at the data. What is it that is allowing us to do? Our grid number. And not focus really on whether it's 4, 1, 2. Yeah. Okay.
I think we don't have any plans for international study groups for the outer year.
Usually, in a 5-year period, committees are allowed two, if I'm not mistaken, two international study tours. It's not like, well, there are others which happen to have some chance to go and times you may not know the criteria, but they're allowed to mainly two in their term of 4 hours. So we can always have that as one of those. And in the main, our own study shows limited to school. I thought that's what guided that number. But we may not each year have to go out. Yes. Not each year. what we can try, what we can try, is if we were to keep that, we can try it. Or after that discussion, the problem with international studies or cinema is that people look at European or Western countries in the main. So they become so expensive. We don't learn from countries. But if we were to say, let Africa learn from itself, and then we say, we'll be in Botswana or Kenya, that could be practice. So that we can try it. But these other ones, let's leave them at 2 for the entire thing. We may not even find out all the time. But let's try to keep the 2. But then we can try to say, can we go to another African country? Because those ones may not be given that it will be in Africa. I'm just giving an example. But if we're thinking any other European country, we're ready to get 1 or 2.
Honorable, on these two.
The last, the and parliament is solely the resolution of the can you correct the structure?
Oh, collected one. Yeah, I think this one. This one. Parliament through this reflection of the collective will
enhance.
Yeah, collective. Yeah.
So,
yes, okay. The chair, yes.
Indicate that our people met and Clement is truly the reflection
of the collective.
No, I see that. I want to say whether they are also or not. That is fine. They are collective. We are.
Yeah, I hope you are much more forward.
Yeah.
The Korean was the forward. The front. Yeah.
All right, thanks. Well, those who do not read first could still get time to go through and what they were adopting in principle, but
yes,
they are waiting for the correction. Yes. And we shall finally adopt the document. But in principle,
yes,
we were agreed on the document.
Yes.
So Friday again, we'll just indicate that adopted if there are no other income. We'll be served with the final, no longer draft strategic plan,
yes,
but the final draft. Not the final strength plan.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, member. We're dealt with the two documents now. We are now on the third document, which was the
minutes, yes,
of the trial. So we need help with the day when we receive the strike plan of the department as well, and the annual performance plan, as well as the funding strike plan and the APP for 2017. And there are members who are present, which I would got the apologies from, and actual proceedings. Now, we are on page one. I take it this minute. I have been read as well, don't be like the other documents. So we want that to have a minute and call and so on. Page one. It's mostly about the names of parties and persons and the mistakes that may be there. I don't think I could do anything. May I step out of page one? We are now on page two. A certain Makubule there, but we are fine with him. second paragraph, second line, nominated Honorable Makubule. Yeah, which is fine.
Is it Makubela or Makubela?
Makubela. D-E-L-E.
Makubela.
No, that's not a big deal. So in terms of the issues, are we having any amendments? We will then move to page 3.
You look hard to do, right?
Oh, I thought we have read slide. Or you want us to be a bit slower?
No, yes, just like the older time.
Okay. But now we're on which page? Three.
Yes.
Okay. Any changes or amendments?
Okay, so
we are fine with that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now we are on page 4. The resolutions perhaps the resolutions can be read. Honorable Nam, can you read the resolution?
Having been briefed and invited with a strategic plan and a performance plan and the budget of the department, the committee resolved that the department should increase the number of staff under the climate change and air quality program in order to enforce the air quality measurement legislation and revision. Number two, improve employment equity targets that they are currently by employing more women in senior management positions. Number three, brief the committee on the rhino poaching strategy and wildlife crime following its approval by cabinet. Number four, brief the committee on the preparation to the preparation for the CITES conference that will be held in September 2016 in South Africa. The fifth one, brief the committee on Operation Takisa program in light of 92 million that has been allocated for 2016-2020 financial year. The last one, brief the committee on fourth quarter performance report for 2015-2016. Thank you.
Okay, the members, we will correct the CITES. It's CITES. There are no I.
Yes,
it's fine. Yes, it's fine. T-E-S. Yes. And we must get used to where we read the money. We must get used to not just say 92 million. We must say 92 million rand. Because 92 million can be 92 million of rand. So we must just get used. It's not like we understand that, but you must get used to when you read money, you must say 92. You must say 92 million rands. Because it's actually rand, it's money that you're talking about. Not just 92 million and everyone must assume you're talking money. You may not be referring to money at some point. Yes. But all is fine. In fact, these minutes are a reflection of that day by shock because all that is left is what we also captured in the previous line that was jumped on through. All that we are going to leave in the budget vote deal with later on. I will find members, we adopt this minutes, a set of minutes with the reflection of our interaction with the department and some. Honorable Keita.
Chair, I adopt the minutes of the thank you.
Okay, Honorable Niam.
I
attend
with all the corrections that
have been made. Okay. And I take it the minutes are adopted unless someone wants to oppose that secondment and adoption of the minutes. I don't think there's any. So we're done with the minutes. The last document to be considered for today is, I think you have the program now that is guiding us. And we did indicate the other day that this is a quota that is difficult to deal with. Because we have lost 2 weeks already. We lost a week when we had just come back to Parliament when it was supposed to be continued. In that week, we did not have the department mostly available on that week. But on the Tuesday that they were supposed to be available, we had a sitting of the House which was called to sit urgent. And subsequent to that, there was hardly caucuses and other things. So we could no longer have meetings with the department. Otherwise, we would have been here for an hour or hour and a half. It would be working. We ended up losing that whole week. We are still going to lose next week. So far as I know, I haven't checked this week. So far as I know, there are none, if any, next week. There are no EPCs.
I think so. If there are, I doubt if they are on Tuesday, which is the 22nd. Now, we are going to be missing next week as well, as the environmental affairs, because our meetings are supposed to be on Tuesday. Now, the fear is to cross the ourselves and the department or whoever to come here for about 2 hours and leave members before 1 or earlier than that, for them to catch flights to go back to the Freedom Day celebrations and so on, so it will be difficult. Unless members think otherwise. Hence, you see, the Tuesday, the 26th next week, there's no meeting with the Portfolio Committee. So that we don't cause members to fly in Monday, Tuesday morning, fly back, do get the logic members. We seem to say, perhaps members may need to be wherever participate in their meetings. Again, Tuesday the 3rd of May, that's when we are debating our budget vote. And again, we want to have the normal meetings of the Portfolio Committee. Members will be allowed to polish their faces. Of course, we won't be fighting in the chamber then. It will be speeches to the environment. I'm not a good tomorrow.
You mean something?
No, I'm not alluding to anything. I'm just saying, you know, when you're talking issues of environmental and climate change, you know, we all have to accept that the climate change is with us, the drought is with us. We can't be fighting. No, well, those who may not have much control on the but I'm just saying members will allow members to polish their speeches that morning, so that they don't come to the city unprepared and so on, because we want them to unleash their potential in terms of what they can do on that day. So we will not want to RSV to come to the meeting and then they start trying to protect or get to the other. But what I agree, members, I think those are things that will affect our sitting flag planned as well to have joint meetings with other portfolio committees that are relevant to some of the issues we're dealing with, like climate change, issues of wildlife, rhino poaching, whatever. But in this quarter, it won't be easy to meet with them. They will be focusing on their various debates, budget votes debates. So it will be unfair once we are done with ours to call them to come to a meeting. We'll get the members. We have removed that. But we will still deal with the program as it is here. So if we are agreed, unless there are amendments in the program that we will be dealing with, we'll be dealing with the department to consider some of the issues already up to Tuesday, the 19th. April,
yeah.
We're dead with that. We're basing it on the particular process. And then today, the 20th, no, Larry, on the 19th today.
Yes,
we're going to meet on Friday to adopt our budget to vote for the report.
But it's okay.
Yeah, for an hour, and it shall be done with that. Then the other items will remain as they are.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So which is 9 to 10?
Is it 10?
I think so.
The moment is 9 to 10. Yes, yes, and I think 9 to 10 will be fine on the 22nd. 9 to 10. I'm second in honorable court.
Yes, members, so that we don't know. I know Friday is approaching, but we'll be expected to be here in Parliament anyway, unlike us as a committee, getting to be here.
So, instead of keeping you in the midst of the environmental affairs, we will come quickly, look at this report we should adopt, and then we are done. If it is quick, members are allowed simply to write to the client or whatever, that will be up to you. But members, because also, now that we are not able to choose the next week and so on, it just makes sense that we have a credit to try and push certain things that we are supposed to do. Others will say, next week Tuesday, we are going to adopt the report. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So now that we have the end, we can as well just try to do it and not cause members to come here just to adopt the report and go back. Let's sacrifice for that day and let me plead on this one because we do need a quorum. Let me plead. It's useful for all of us to be here. So they are able to adopt the report. Otherwise, we are putting a problem to our head. I'm sure we understand that dynamic. If we are able, otherwise, it will mean we must come on Tuesday. And that would be the idea. We could have another day before the debate. You get it? We don't have another day. Otherwise, we will see. That would be very problematic. Yeah, we are just the opportunity because we are depending on the Friday. So another day we could be flexible. But now the Friday is something that we can just try and sacrifice and come here. I don't think it will take us much, much time. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's not like we're just being members here.
But we will preach maybe things that change, like climate change.
There shouldn't be changes. Let's take it to this program as well. So that what we resolve is okay. Members, I think we are doing the program or we feel it for must be other changes.
This is my first, my
The May Friday, the 20th.
The 20th.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Yes, yes. We want to emphasize. No, we have been invited. We are all there, isn't it? For that one. On this one. On this one, remember, the only thing that may indicate there was that we were supposed to meet here on Thursday. Do we have the program? But if we start in the morning, but they are doing something in the morning with other people and so on. So, so if it's possible, we could be party to that, we could live on Thursday night. If it does not work on the days that we may have ETC or other cities that we are not able to leave for PE earlier, depending on the time the flight to PE and whether it's 5 or something, it will still be here. We can't leave on this. We'll have to do the parameter work and then leave the morning of Friday.
If you go on the program as well, it says Thursday we've got a scenery on the device on Parliament.
So we can't leave. So I'm not leaving on the first, but I'm leaving on the 18th morning. You will check the logistics. Let's not get to that now, but I'm just saying the only hiccup will be that one. We can then leave. We'll leave the Friday. Oh, there's not. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is fine. That's fine. Friday will leave. We're not sure that we're safe.
We'll get it.
No, you know what?
Have you, or the life jacket on those boats are perfectly preserved. You can live in one.
Yeah.
Formally second proposal by Colbert Young, honorable member.
Okay. We are a formal business, so look at always process of that that being the case, we are agreed there's no indication otherwise. Members, I now take it that we have come to the flow of our business for today. Thank you very much for being here to this meeting. Looking forward to seeing all of you on Friday, without saying, and then another place be here so that we adopt the budget book and it allows us to proceed normally to the budget in the government. And we wish each other on Friday with a day on the day.
Thank you.